Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Quieting the storms. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the U.S., affecting 40 million adults in the United States age 18 and older, or 18.1% of the population every year. A multitude of factors go into someone's anxiety: genetics, temperament, brain chemistry, life experiences. In addition to those factors, we have to keep in mind that humans are a three-part being with a body, mind, and spirit, and a disease in one area does affect the other two areas. All of this means that there is no one-size-fits-all solution for anxiety, but there is one healer. He may supernaturally heal your body, mind, or spirit. He may direct you to a medical doctor, a mental health professional, or a spiritual counselor. But always, he will walk through the challenges with you, strengthening you and preparing you to minister to others going through a similar struggle. See Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 through 6, and 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. David wrote, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." Psalm chapter 56, verse 3. Notice that he said, "when," not "if." David knows what you probably know too. We can be easily consumed by our anxiety, doubts, and fears. But David also knows, and I hope you do too, that at those moments, we can go to God as our trustworthy first source. One of the dictionary definitions of anxiety is a feeling of disquiet. All of the conflicting thoughts make it hard to concentrate. The abundance of noise makes it difficult to talk to yourself, let alone talk to God. I'd like you to consider another psalmist's words. Look at the first half of Psalm chapter 94, verse 19. The New International Version says, "When anxiety was great within me." The Amplified Bible says, "In the multitude of my anxious thoughts." And the New Living Translation says, "When doubts filled my mind." The setting of this psalm is one of lots of disquieting voices: a desire to see the wrongdoers punished, listening to arrogant words, getting fed up with boasting words, seeing good people being trampled, hearing foolish words uttered about God. See Psalm chapter 94, verses 1 through 8. Experiencing anxiety is not sinful, but I do think that we grieve God's heart when we immediately run to other sources for relief instead of going to our loving Heavenly Father first. After dealing with the disquiet in the opening verses of Psalm chapter 94, the psalmist says, "My anxiety level was sky high." But then notice how that verse concludes. The New International Version says, "Your consolation brought me joy." The Amplified Bible says, "Your comforts cheer and delight my soul." The New Living Translation says, "Your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer." Jesus told us about our Comforter, who would always be with us. John chapter 14, verses 1, 16, and 17. A little further on in these same remarks, Jesus also said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. I like that phrase, "be of good cheer." That phrase is just one word in Greek, and sometimes it's translated "be of good courage." In every single instance, it's only used by Jesus, and it's only used when he comes close to anxious people. In Mark chapter 4, we read, "A furious squall battered the boat, almost swamping it." The disciples were, to say the least, disquieted. In their anxious state, they noticed Jesus peacefully sleeping. They wake him up with, "Don't you care that we're drowning?" Jesus stands up and says to the storm, "Quiet. Be still." Recall that one of the descriptions of anxiety was being disquieted. That prefix "dis" means to be separated. Our anxiety would seek to distance us from God's presence, to make us feel like his help is just too far away. But when we go to Jesus, he alone can say "quiet" to our disquieting thoughts. He can remove the "dis" and bring us close to him. Only his peace can X out the noise of the storm and bring you to a place of quiet rest. After Jesus said, "Quiet, be still," notice this: "Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. And the great thing is this, even if another storm begins disquieting us just a few minutes after the calm, we can go to him again. There is no limit. We can continually go to the eternal source of peace, to the only one who can speak quiet to our anxious thoughts. Please follow along with us as we learn more about Xing out our anxieties. I've shared a link in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.